Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Before we get into a new topic, I still owe you the outcome of the Jordan Lindsay case, the fatal incident in the Bahamas a few weeks back. Well, I could not secure the authorization to have a look at the autopsy report, the absolute necessity to understand what truly happened that sad day. So this is a case that I have now to file away with a bad taste in my mouth. Why the bad taste? Well, I always like to understand what truly happened, what was the trigger and all these things, and in my opinion, the operator neglected his duties when he let the two women go swimming, and they have spent time with the pigs before. So the smell and everything is what I liked to see confirmed. I mean, not the smell confirmed, but the chronology of the bites, that this was truly what happened. So what does this have to do with the autopsy? Well, the wound chronology would have shown at least one superficial bite, an indication for exploration. Whenever you have multiple bites that are serious, you always have a superficial one. The shark tries to figure out what a person is, but then the incident turns serious and sometimes, unfortunately, deadly. This is enhanced if there are certain smells connected to the victim. So I'm sorry that I can give you more information except what I just mentioned. Could a guide who should have been in the water next to the victim have prevented the incident? Absolutely, if he would have known the drill. And it is this very drill I offered the Bahamian Minister of Tourism to teach for free to all operators over there. You can guess the answer I got. None. So much for taking precautions now. Fact is, it will happen again. And I can just hope that the next victim can then still walk away and the operator then gets sued. Some people have to learn it through a different way. Case closed, and my prayers will still go out to the family of Jordan. Today I want to talk about a related issue that bothered me for a long time, and we touched the issue already back when. We have about 250 organized shark diving operations around the world, but two things really bother me here. None of those operators must have a formal shark diving education, and none is required to educate their clients. The former is worrisome since they introduce food to sharks and make a spectacle out of it. And in most cases, that is what it's all about, a spectacle. Over the last 30 years, I dived many of these operations just for the heck of it and experienced things I could fill books with. Granted, some was positive, but the majority was the opposite. With the opposite, I mean, these operators have no freaking clue what they do and why they do it the way they do it. Just because nothing happens so far does not speak for the safety of an operation. Of course, the way the sharks are fed varies big time. Needless to say, and you know that already, that we should ban all chainmail suit feeding and any of these related circus acts. If one feels the need, and I question this, feeding should happen as natural as possible. I'm a strong proponent of the chumcicle feed, what is also called scaff, the simulated carcass feeding, where we leave it up to the sharks to feed or not. Then I feel that bringing them in with scent, well, that's mostly enough. Why feed at all? Let them sniff an interesting odor, but that's that, and then just curiosity takes over. They want to check us out because we are connected to the smell, and that's it. But hey, that's just me. The problem with the feeding issue is that you attract the wrong kinds of people. And if you fail to put the right spin on it, all you end up with is, just mentioned, circus act. Fighting against circus, well, I take it back, animals should be excluded, but that is another issue. But whenever people dive with sharks, we need to educate them. That is why I feel that all these operators should go through a yearly educational seminar where they learn all the new stuff we figured out in the past year, and that should then be taught by them to their clients. If they have to do an exam to renew their license, that's another story, but I like to see them sit in and learn. Wishful thinking from my part, I guess. What always baffles me is when I ask some of the guides or the operators themselves what they can tell me about the species they feed. Most of the time, it's a big, fat zero. Some of them, and I hope you're sitting, proud that they can tell me the scientific name of your species. Wow, I'm so impressed. Not. What good does it do to be able to name the scientific name of a species when you have no clue about its biology, or more importantly, its behavior around their own or around humans, and why that is? This discrepancy I see quite often when it comes to, for example, white sharks. Granted, you can't freedive with them, which is another nuisance for me. It's how can we improve our recommendations for surfers and swimmers if we cannot even get a permit to do it for educational purposes? Beats me. Anyway, it's my strong belief that we have to educate everybody, especially the people who pilgrim to these shark sites, and make sure they know how the world does with the overfishing of sharks. We need more voices, and what better place to start where people have an interest in sharks? Some interest is a little questionable, but you know what I mean. Of course, I'm not talking about some of these pseudo-professional photographers who only care about getting their shots. I'm talking about persons who are curious about the animals. And there I see the crucial position for any operator. Take your thumb out, operator, for crying out loud, and do something for the animals you are making your money with. But that is probably harder than anything else I encounter on a daily basis out there. It's called laziness. Why add another hour when all those people just want to see sharks? You see, most people do not know what they actually want, so why not start doing it exactly this way and give something to them? Every shark dive should be connected to a mandatory lecture, first on the species, and of course one has to highlight that the way they're presented is not natural. And most importantly, one should make every diver sensible to the plight of sharks and what we do to them. Operators, go the extra mile. Don't just profit from the sharks. Give something back. I would write the manual for free if we could get something going. So why not create the, let's call it, International Shark Diving Operators Organization? We all have to register if we want to get a license, etc., etc. Some would think that they don't need it because their operation runs anyway, but it could work as a task-oriented information gathering organization with monthly updates or anything related to shark diving and feeding, including scientific papers that are relevant to feeding, translated in easy understandable language, offering workshops, etc., etc. Food for thought? I hope so. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.